It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Along with Valentine's Day, February marks American Heart Month, making this month the perfect time to commit to a healthy lifestyle and to make small changes that can lead to a lifetime of heart health. And of course, diet is a great place to start. I called on my friend Jules, the chef and owner of Jules Posh Food Company, to talk about heart-healthy eating. In her East Memphis restaurant, Jules serves up healthy and delicious fare to dine in as well as to take out. She offers low-cal, gluten-free, dairy-free, paleo, and anti-candida meals made with no preservatives. And her food tastes so wonderful, you'll never miss the bad stuff. Jules started our conversation with her motto.
Healthy food does not have to be bland. Tasty food does not have to be unhealthy.
Jules emphasizes that how you cook your food is key to healthy eating. She recommends using only nut or olive-based oils and never using unsaturated fats to cook with. She pointed out that you only need a little oil. Steaming is also a great way to keep the nutrients in your food. She also recommends using fresh, unprocessed ingredients. Avoid canned foods whenever you can. Spices are a great way to add a lot of flavor and a healthy touch to your dishes.
Here at Jules, we grind our own spices because it is fresher and also it retains the important oils, which is good for the wellness of our body.
A balanced diet is also important.
Balanced diet means right amount of protein, high fiber diet, and right amount of grains.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Keep your heart healthy.
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.